It's happening. It's recording. Amanda's mouth is full of ice cream. What else is new?
I'll be Amanda for now. Hey, Abigail.
Hey, Amanda.
That's not even Abigail, what you're supposed to say.
It was pointing at his mouth because he was talking. We have a special guest host.
I'm so excited.
It's Graham.
Hi, guys.
Graham, what do you think about our new music?
I love the new music. I think it's so great.
This is the Two Girls Talking Podcast.
That's not even what you're supposed to say.
Oh. It's,
Graham, how many episodes have you listened to? And what are your favorite segments?
I've listened to every episode that hasn't been lost. Some of my favorite recurring segments.
That's more than any of our significant others or anyone who actually loves us can say. So thank you, Graham.
I love you guys.
Graham does actually love us.
I know. It's
also Carolyn has also listened to them all.
Okay. Hero.
I'm so happy to be in the same category as Carolyn for anything. Like that might be the first time I've ever been in the same category as Carolyn.
You played the piano.
Probably not as well as her.
Well, no, because she played it about 10 years longer. No one, yeah, obviously.
Yeah, I was going to say, compared to her, I probably just smashed my hands against a piano.
Yeah, figuratively and literally.
Mm-hmm.
I had another question for you. What was it?
Some of my favorite segments.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I've listened to every episode, and some of my favorite segments are Billboard Rage. And every time I want to call in and contribute, but I'd never, like, you guys have better billboards than I do. And I always wish I had better
ones.
You're
in Beverly Hills, so we see the same billboards on our drive. Come on.
She called you honey, which is the most condescending thing a woman can say.
No, because there's no billboards on, because it takes me, I get off of the 10 at Robertson and it takes me through this, like.
Okay, I'm going to just stop this, like, traffic convo because it's already been done. It's hilarious. See the Californians on SNL and do not say Robertson again.
But.
Graham, you saw some billboards today on our drive.
Oh, yeah. We saw some of the, is it Landon's? Some Landon.
Lamar.
That's right. Lamar billboards and some of their ads. And one was a stupid dog.
It was just a dog.
And then one was just a green billboard with a mouth on it, like. Some sort of like super close up of the Grinch's face.
No, I feel like if you could call it the Grinch, it would maybe make sense. No, it was like the billboard had a mouth.
Yeah, that's too much credit.
True billboard rage. If it almost makes sense, then you know it's ragey.
No, it was like the billboard had a mouth. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or like the billboard was a fire hydrant that had a mouth.
Yeah. It was awful. It said, use your outdoor voice, because we were outdoors.
Both billboards said, use your outdoor voice.
What does that mean?
Outside voice. Sorry, not outdoors. Outside voice. I think it means, like, say it loud with a billboard. I mean, at the point which you're trying to ask me to make sense of billboards ever at all, I, like.
Clearly they had, like, they clearly had no strong feelings about what they wanted it to mean, because they put a dog on one picture and just painted the other one green. So
with a mouth.
It's called A/B testing, my friend.
They're like different phone. No, because there's not even a phone number. There's no call to the call to action is use your outside voice. No phone number. Just the five terrifying letters at the bottom.
So Graham.
Yeah.
How do you find yourself in our lives?
Like today? Or in general?
I guess I don't know if you've been properly introduced. I feel like people should know about
Graham's
you and what you care
about. Graham's been on the podcast before.
Yeah.
And we also... Yeah, he's been a guest host. And he often submits feedback, complaints.
Joke life moments. Yeah.
He doesn't do many joke life moments.
No, because I don't think Graham has joke life moments.
Think again. He told me a story today that probably he told for 20 minutes about how he asked to be taken off of Spectrum's phone call list, and they
just called that a story.
And they just kept calling, and he like irately was pacing in the break room at work, being like,
"You have to say someone died. The only way you can get off the list is if you say someone died."
I'll try that when they call back, which they will, because Spectrum doesn't value my feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Watch out, Spectrum. Also, if you'd like to advertise with us, we're looking for advertisers.
Are we?
We don't. We only to work with brands we like.
Like Lamar. We're going to buy a billboard and make a billboard that is so incomprehensible for Two Girls Talking. It'll be so confusing.
Man, it's so hard to just not want to do the weird green mouth thing again.
I mean, that sounds like a winner to me, and I am willing to throw my dollars behind that. It sounds like
Hang on. I got to hand Graham the microphone so I can try to Google and see if I can find a picture of this thing for you. Hang on.
All right, I'm in charge now. I have the microphone.
Do you want to start a new segment? Do you want to invent a segment? What do you want to do, Graham?
Do you have any recent billboard rage since we're on topic?
I saw one, an oldie but a goodie, that annoys me, that has to do with like dental care. And it's an Asian woman with like a crazy hairstyle, and it says like, "Don't let your teeth go," or something. It's insane. It makes no sense.
That sounds ridiculous. Mm-hmm. She already let her hair go. Why not let her teeth go?
How about you? Anything?
No, I saw a billboard that I liked. And it was surprised me because it was at a church, and I usually don't like church billboards. And it's not a billboard because it's not like that big, but it's like the little thing out front where they can change the letters, like at a gas station.
Okay.
But it's like roadside signage. So
yeah,
adjacent.
I'm familiar.
And
yeah.
It said, "Listen, love, repeat," which I felt like was the only appropriate thing to put on a church billboard.
Hmm.
And then he asked me if, like, he's like, "But that's not rage. That's like billboard love. Is that a segment?" And I said,
"No."
I said, "Every billboard rage spinoff matters."
Yes.
It's a bit aggressive. No, I think that, like, rage is more important. This is my theory about everything. I wanted to start a dating app where you get matched with people based on what you both hate, rather than what you both like, because I think that matters so much more. As long as you both agree on the things that you hate, whatever you like, I don't care what anyone likes, just as long as we hate the same things.
That's a great point. Nobody ever broke up because they like both loved the same thing. They broke up because of the things that they hated that were different.
Mm-hmm. As long as you both hate the same exact things, you will be together forever.
Oh, wow. Put that on a billboard. So listen, Graham and I are in Joshua Tree right now.
Tell me everything.
We keep passing stuff that you'd be super into. We wanted to go hiking today, so obviously we made it to the hiking at 4:45 p.m. About,
oh my god,
about, I don't know, 8 minutes before sunset.
Which is our hiking MO, by the way. That is how we do hikes.
That's how we do everything.
You have to go early in the morning, otherwise it's not going to happen.
Well, I tried to bully somebody into driving here last night, but that...
Oh, I was too tired because yesterday I went hiking, and apparently I was so out of shape that the hike just kind of put me out of commission for the rest of the day, and my ankles were sore, and my butt was sore, and I just kind of laid on a couch and moaned. So no, I couldn't leave last night. Also, we did get into Joshua Tree at noon. It's just we were, you know, putzing around.
There was pizza to eat.
We had to get some good pizza.
We had the best pizza, Amanda.
Yeah.
It was called...
Tell me.
It was called David Bowie.
It was...
So the name of the pizza place was called...
Pie for the People.
Pie for the People. And this particular pizza was called David Bowie. And... it had these caramelized onions that had been so caramelized that they were kind of just like black and just like crystalled sugar
and
tastiness.
They had been soaked in Guinness before being
that
caramelized.
Sounds so good.
And then it had some bacon, but the bacon had been like ground up into tiny, tiny little bits. So it just had like nice flavor, but it wasn't like, oh, here's meat all over my pizza. And
lovely.
It had pineapple and pineapple honey.
So
that sounds so good. Why good. Was it? Were they all? Was all the pizzas named after like musicians, or what was the deal?
It was a variety of funny names. Actually, when we got there, Graham got in like 2 seconds before me, and then like started to explain to me how a menu works. So he was like, "The names are kind of interesting, but you can figure out what the pizza is by reading the description underneath." And he did this to me in front of the girl that was like gonna take our order, and I was like, "Oh, I think I get it."
It's like a menu.
Was she like, "You must be having an Etsy combo right now"? That's the only way anyone could ask such a dumb question.
She laughed appropriately when I made fun of Graham, which is all I could ever hope for in any public encounter.
About it,
I have something interesting to say.
I had to tell you about my David Bowie pizza.
Doubtful and doubtful.
Joshua trees only grow in 2 places in the world.
He's lying.
This is a lie. They only grow in the Palm
Here
Desert.
Here in Israel?
Yeah. How did you know that? Do you know somebody that works at the 29 Palms Air
Force? Wait, no, don't give away the punchline. How do you know that, Amanda? Sorry, it's because Graham ruining a story again.
Because I'm imagining picture books I saw as a child, and I believe I saw Joshua trees in a picture of Israel.
So there's this myth that in the Bible it says that...
No way, I'm right?
Well, I did some Googling, and no one mentioned seeing the book as a child, but people did say... People did say that the Bible says Joshua trees grow in 2 places. So mm-hmm. the way the myth goes is Joshua trees grow in 2 places... The gates of heaven and the gates of hell.
So which is California and which is Israel?
So they don't. So then someone took this myth, right? Because that's not in the Bible. So the Bible says, so there's this myth that the Bible says this thing, which isn't true. The Bible doesn't say it. And then people have made up that they grow in 2 places on earth, which is also not true. And been like, ha ha, isn't it funny? The Bible says heaven and hell, and in real life they grow in Jerusalem, which is heaven, and the desert here, which is hell.
I have no idea why I thought that they grew in Jerusalem, or like in Israel.
Well, you're not the only person who thinks that. It's like a thing people believe, but it's not true. And it was actually even hard to like Google it and find like articles about people thinking it was true. Like I had to get real down in there and find like random Twitter accounts with like people just quoting stuff that wasn't true.
Illuminati3_1010. They've got a real hot take on the situation. I think we should hear them out.
Anyway, one thing I did discover, or like one theory I have, is that this is all coming out of the 29 Palms military base.
Why?
Because they love a good joke about...
Israel?
And hell. Like, oh, it's... Because, I mean, it's probably not a great base to be stationed at. I mean, when we were in Hawaii this year, there was a base there. And that's a way better situation. So they probably hate being stationed in 29 Palms because it's a hole.
Wow.
That's what they all say.
I'm not sure why you want to poke the military and Jerusalem in one sentence, but go ahead.
Jerusalem? What did I say wrong with the Jerusalem?
They don't have any trees.
No.
That's not an insult. That's not an insult. I'm saying they don't grow there. That's a myth.
They have other trees.
They grow in the Mojave Desert. End of story.
The casual, like, when we were summering in Hawaii.
Ah, yes.
Humble brag.
Sorry, we've just traveled so many places this year. It's hard to keep track of all our travels together.
You know what really drove the point home was when I went back to Hawaii for the second time within a month.
You
that really made
shit.
Me feel like.
You real piece of shit.
He didn't even get to do anything cool, though. He was just in a store and in a hotel room. He didn't even go see our friends, so.
I'm so sad. My job is the worst. I don't think anyone that I work with listens to this.
You're not allowed to talk about that here.
Yet.
Yet? You mean you'll be getting us some new listeners from your workplace?
I think the listeners from Gabon are actually some Gabon. Employees.
Oh, I have a joke life moment a bit about Gabon.
A bit Gabon? Tell me.
So I felt like our Gabon views were increasing, like our
no,
our footprint was growing there.
Mm-hmm.
Graham's laughing viral. So hard he choked.
We're going viral.
No,
Gabon.
but I ended up conflating two different countries' acronyms.
You are kidding me.
But one of them is Gabon. I'm not making up Gabon. But the other one is GB. Or,
you must listen
you know.
To these two.
What kind of ice cream are you eating there, Amanda?
It was Rocky Road ice cream. Now
can I see that? Can I see the label? Mm-hmm. Oh, fancy Jenny's handmade ice cream.
I hate Jenny's ice cream. I just hate that they're the closest, you know?
Oh, right. When you're at home and you have to have it delivered to you. And so because it's the closest, it will come the fastest. The struggle,
cut all
the
that
struggle
out.
Is
cut
real.
Cut all that out.
No. No.
I refuse. I will go on strike. I will not be visiting Gabon anytime soon.
Well, I did eat a really delicious food at Starbucks recently. It's something new they have.
Is it the trimmings and stuffings breakfast sandwich?
No, but it is a breakfast food. It is like, I don't know what it's called. Hang on, let me see what I wrote down here.
I promise you whatever it is, I've eaten it and I have an opinion on it.
I wrote egg poofs. I don't know if that's what they're called.
I don't know what that is. I recant.
No, the reason why I was like, I mean, I'm familiar with your long-standing opinions on everything always.
Those are familiar to me as well.
But when I had these, they were super tasty, and I was surprised that you hadn't mentioned them to me.
Hmm.
But listen, let me describe them. Okay, first of all, they come in two flavors. One is egg whites and roasted red pepper, which is the one I had. And then the other one is egg Gruyere and bacon, which also sounds tasty.
Sounds good.
And they're like
egg puff.
Yeah, so they're like, so it's just egg. There's no bread or anything. And it's like a kind of medallion, like a cookie, like a small cookie. And it's
okay.
And it's like whipped egg and cooked, so it's like the soft, fluffy egg pellet.
That sounds good.
And you get two of them, and they're like $5 or something insane. And they come in this cute long bag. Everyone should try them. I don't know what they're called, but they're like poofy egg things. And if you go to Starbucks and look at a menu, you'll know what I'm talking about.
That sounds pretty good, dude.
I know. I'm on board, and it feels like a healthy pellet.
During the holidays, they had a breakfast sandwich called like Holiday Trimmings, and it had ham and stuffing and all kinds of delicious crap in it.
During the holidays, they had a creme brulee latte that I really liked.
Oh, and they did. Yeah, and the little crispies on top are so good.
And I went back yesterday and I ordered it, and they're like, it's not available anymore. And I said, creme brulee is not a seasonal dessert. It's French for all the time. And the lady looked at me.
Tiny foot.
The lady looked
like
at
a
me
little
like
Marie Antoinette.
Like she's like, I'm the person
this.
That made this decision, and yes, you can talk me into making you it. And I'm like, oh wait, no, okay, fine. What would you recommend instead if that's what I came in for?
And what did she recommend?
They have a new latte, and I could not possibly remember the name of it.
I know what it is.
But it's made from. It's made from.
Is it Skitter Butter Snooch?
Snooker Copper Chooch?
Snickerdoodle?
No,
it's not Snickerdoodle.
Smoked Smirker Snook.
It's made from coffee beans.
Oh yeah, there's some new thing. It's called like Cacciatore or something.
Yeah, Cacciatore chicken. Like yeah, it's that.
Invent,
but
this
it's
is like
made
when they
from...
tried to invent flat white. Like they're inventing new types of coffee or something.
Yeah. Well, they didn't. I mean, they just pretended they invented flat white, but it was already a thing, right?
I read all the billboards.
They just soaked a different thing in sugar, and now they're calling it like a different additive to lattes. And it's like a more of like a just like a general background sweetness to the latte. And
good.
Yeah, no, it was good. It was good treat for my work that I put in.
Oh, I had something called a Sweet Baby Joe the other day, which was some sort of latte with condensed milk in it, and it was delicious. I shouldn't have eaten that much ice cream. That was a really bad idea. I feel sick.
Yep. That's what happens.
But right before that, I ate an entire thing of hot and spicy ramen, so who's to say why I feel sick?
So we're parked in a flash flood zone. And
tell the
story. Of course
you
are.
Okay, so we are parked on federal land here in Joshua Tree, or so we believe. And so we drove on a road, and then it turned into a dirt road. Google Maps thinks it's a dirt road, but it's really just like...
dirt.
Yeah, it's...
sand.
I don't understand... I don't understand why Google Maps thinks it's a road, because we're in a lake bed. Like, we are in a lake bed.
Like, sometimes the fishies just go right by the window.
Yeah, no, this is an amphibious Ferriby. So we're parked in a lake bed, and so when we were driving out, I had like 100 feelings about where we should park the car, based on the fact that it might rain a little bit later this week, that we might get stuck, that...
were worried we would get robbed.
Robbery. Safety. If we were parking on somebody's land. So I had like 100 thoughts and feelings and emotions. And I asked Abigail if it was going to rain, because it had recently rained here. And so there was like some puddles, and there was like a nice little lake. And so I parked us next to the lake. So we have a beautiful lake view. It's just a mud hole.
But it does give the illusion of a beautiful lake view.
Yeah, especially at nighttime, because during nighttime you can't see that it's just mud, like mud water, and all of like the stars reflect off of it. And so when I was parking this next to the lake, I was like, clearly this is the lowest point in the valley. Are we in a flash flood? Like, where does all the water come from? Should we park up on that hill? And we like did a lot of assessment. So we park, we put out the chairs, we are here for like 10 minutes. And then some guy starts like rolling up on a four-wheeler.
ATV.
So he rolls up and he has like an American flag, and he is a awesome retired man.
By the way, when you saw him coming from far away and you were like, this guy's coming and he's got a flag on his truck, and even just now again when you said it, what I imagine is he's wearing some sort of giant flag as a cape, and it's like flapping behind him in the wind as he like traverses the desert landscape towards us. But what it really is just like a tiny little flag on a little antenna on his vehicle.
Yeah, like you would buy it from Ralph's for 99 cents on the 4th of July, and it's like not a tiny antenna. The antenna is like 15 feet high, and it's like bendy, so it like waves back and forth. So that's the flag.
Grand old flag, you're a high flying flag.
So, and forever in peace may she wave. Don't get it wrong. Get it right.
I was just doing a musical dance break.
So, Graham, can I tell you a story really quick about that?
Yes, please.
So, at every single birthday party growing up, after like age 12, basically, Afton and I decided it'd be so funny if we started singing She's a Grand Old Flag instead of Happy Birthday. And we'd make everybody sing It's a Grand Old Flag with us. And we would break out into it immediately. If someone tried to sing Happy Birthday, we would start in on It's a Grand Old Flag, and we would march around the table and like stomp our feet, and we thought it was so funny.
That is so charming.
I didn't realize you've been doing that since you were 12.
It was a long time.
I just thought it was like a funny college joke.
When's the last time that you did that to someone's birthday?
God, maybe Afton's party like a couple years ago, I think.
But why did you stop?
I don't know, actually.
Who's the next birthday that you're going to?
Mine.
When's your birthday?
May.
Ooh, not a lot on the social calendar. Yes.
Afton's birthday is sooner. It's in April, so maybe we'll do it at her party, probably.
Yeah, I think. Bring it back. Don't tell Afton, though.
Oh, she knows. She'll know right away.
Oh, she should have a party because I need to go pick up my wine club wine.
Well, her party's not till April, so.
No, but it's like, well, never mind. This is boring. Graham.
So, the man with the high-flying flag, the grand old flag.
And forever may she wave.
Drove up on an ATV, and I immediately kicked into Walker Security. But, like, it was okay. It was cool. He's a vet.
And by kicked into Walker Security, Graham asked me if I had, like, Graham was sitting on the porch, and I was, like, in the trailer. Being away for
next
something.
Thing you know,
no, Graham's like
rolled
Graham's
under
like
the trailer with a gun he pulled out of nowhere, firing shots into the distance, screaming, "Close the door, get it shut, stay inside, I got this."
He was trying to very breezily call back into the trailer. Like, A, stay in the trailer. B, do you have the pepper spray? Maybe get it out. Get it ready just in case. Like, that is really what he was saying and doing.
You come outside and somehow he's already wearing... You come outside, he's somehow already wearing, like, camo full fatigues. He's got, like, marks under his eyes, like, grease paint. You're like,
I was
literally out here 1 minute ago. And he's, like, dug a hole into the sand. He's got, like, various means of getting water laid out already.
So the nice old man, I waved to de-escalate the situation of him, like, encroaching our camp. So I
Graham was the one who needed to de-escalate the situation, not the nice old man just riding over.
So he rides over and begins to tell me all of the things that I already knew and, like, verbalize. I was so thankful that I verbalized them all to Abigail because he told me all of them, and I was like, I knew all of this. So he was like, it's going to rain later. We're like, we know.
Just to clarify, Graham is really excited in this moment that him and the old man shared so much in common.
Yeah, he really did validate a lot of my feelings about, like, trailer parking and how
all he talked about was weather, first of all. He wasn't like, oh, good thing you drug this moat all around your trailer. Where are the mines?
He was like, all these landmines seem like a bit much, but I understand your precautions, per se.
This reminds me of Nom.
This reminds me of Nom is something Graham said to him. I'm absolutely sure not he said to Graham.
So he explained to us how the lake that we were parked next to for the view was the lowest point in the valley. And that when it rained on Thursday, we would be stuck. And that there was a classic...
By lowest point in the valley, this guy tried to explain that it was the lowest point in the northern hemisphere.
Yeah, no, that felt like... He was like, if... He tried to explain to me how, like, water runs downhill. He's like, okay, so millennials, there's this thing called gravity.
Depressing. Were you like, did you go out and fist swinging? And you're like, I'm about to show you the lowest point in this valley.
I'm like, I'm going to push you off this ATV and steal it from you, old man. Watch out.
That sounds fun.
Watch out. Right around the lake. And so he, like, tried to explain to us how watersheds worked and how, like, water goes downhill and that it would be raining later. And that, like, the ground was already wet, so it wouldn't hold any more water. And that
so
there was...
why did this deranged homeless man tell you all about the weather? I'm bored. Tell me more.
He was just trying to be helpful.
Also I don't think he was homeless. Admit... I think he also lives in a trailer.
Yeah, I think he's also trailer life.
Homeless.
Yeah, hobo
he
life.
He could have even been, like, guardian of the land. Like, federal land usually has people that are, like, either campground hosts in an official capacity or in a less official capacity, like, make sure no fires start.
This man is in no way, shape, or form capacity, like, official. This man is just, like, an old guy that takes it upon himself to thrust himself into other people's situations.
Mm-hmm. And, tell me more.
Well, he's, like, a sweetie, but, like, also is, like, oh, everybody doesn't know how to do things anymore. Everyone just internets and stuff.
So you in, like, 10 years tops?
Me now.
Graham is that guy.
Me now. I told you all of our views lined up.
Graham, were you meeting your... Was it a mirror? It was just a mirror set up in the desert, and you're like, suspicious looking old man cycling around here. I'm going to size him
it's
up.
It's only because that guy had the flag that Graham knew who was who.
It was a time capsule.
Have fun. Craft a lot.
So that was,
you don't know me.
That's Joshua Tree.
So no, he was like, he basically was like, this ground has already soaked up all the water it can. So when the rains come on Thursday,
whew,
and then he just kind of did a long pause and, like, looked off into the sky.
That sounds like me every day. Like, they're like, hey, when's this product due? We have clients coming in next Thursday. Are we going to be able to get all the deliverables by then? I literally stand up, look out my window, and I go, it's been raining a while. The ground can't hold no more water. Even if the rains come on Thursday, be nigh on shit out of luck. Then everyone's like, again, those client deliverables, can I get the numbers from you? I'm like, shh, 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 shh. You hear that?
80% on Thursday, 100% on Friday.
I asked him.
I lean down and, like, already... feel the earth, let it run through my hand. It's been 42 years since. Again, the client deliverables. Can we get those numbers? I don't know why the idea of maybe, like, a wheat farmer in, like, the middle of America is, like, someone, a paralegal comes up to me and asks for something. That's so funny to me. I could write an entire series of those. I feel like I look crazy. I've got my wine. I'm doing my Illuminati videos. The Illuminati.
You do look like you are, like, getting closer and closer to the camera because you're like, they're coming. They're coming. Okay. Okay. I just got to whisper. I got to get this out. I got to whisper. I got to whisper. And then I'm out. I'm out. I'm out. I'm out. No. So at one point, Graham, like, tries to breezily interrupt and be like, do you think we'd be better parked up on that hill?
So she just starkly flat out said, no.
No.
And I'm like, that's not true. Uphill is always better than downhill during the rain.
And I'm sure Abigail's explanation was, well, I already parked here and I don't know how to drive up that hill, so.
Abigail was like, up the hill, because that was my second choice. It still has the lake view, which was really important to me.
Yeah, to be clear, the lake was really important to Graham. I wasn't the one who was like, we must be here at the bottom of the world in this, like, Bermuda Triangle lake puddle.
Okay, we didn't drive downhill. Like, the whole thing is, like, maybe, like, there's, like, 2,000 acres, and it's all, like, the gradient change is maybe 1 foot over the entire, like.
This is fascinating.
This is really great podcast material. So there's, like, a hill at the edge of it, and I was like, should we park on top of the hill? And he's like, no. And I'm like, well, where would you recommend? He said, not here at all.
No.
He said, not when it's raining, and it's going to rain on Thursday and Friday. And I said,
that's a little different than, like, get off my land. Like, he's like, hey, there's going to be a flash flood.
Oh, no.
And you're like, that guy tried to kill us.
No, his whole objective, I believe, was to warn us from being stupid like everyone else. And don't worry, he had stories about these people over there, and that truck's been there for 5 years. It's just stuck in the mud, etc. Many tales, many scare tactics, all because I really do think he wanted us to be safer. But I
kept... Well, it's a noble endeavor.
I know.
I get it.
Well, and we had already checked the weather, and my goal was to leave Friday morning, and the Thursday rain is supposed to be, like, light showers, and that it's going to storm on Friday. And obviously, I will continue to check the weather, but I tried to ask him, because he seemed to know so much. I said, do you know how much it's going to rain on Thursday? And he was like, there's an 80% chance Thursday and 100% chance Friday. And we were like, cool, thanks, bye.
Cool, thanks, bye is exactly right.
To which he didn't drive off. Like, we were like, cool, thanks, bye. And he, like, was still parked in our campsite.
And then Graham,
suspicious
again, asked me.
Escalating the situation. How do we get rid of him? How do we lose that guy?
He was like, he just kept being like, I just wanted you guys to know. I just wanted to let you know. And we were like, great, we'll make sure we're not here when the rains come.
Did you say I bless the rains down in Africa?
I breast the rains down in Joshua Tree, which only grows in the Mojave Desert.
You breast them?
In Jerusalem.
That seems very, like, anti-Zionist. My God. Not in Jerusalem. Okay, we get it.
I like how you keep taking my geological facts as some sort of, like, anti-Semitism.
You're the one that said it, not me.
Shall we joke life moments?
Go for it, someone, please.
I can't. My asthma's, like, being too insane.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I can tell a joke life moment for Amanda.
Do it.
The other day, Amanda said to me, so I was putting away some nail polish, and then I realized I had this little basket sitting in the other room. And if I put the nail polish in the basket, then it would be so much easier to put things away because they would just have a place. Like, I would just know to put the nail polish in the nail polish basket.
Don't laugh at me. You're not better than me, Grammakin.
Is this a story about how Amanda invented home organization?
Uh-huh, yes. This is that story. Yep.
No.
That's okay, Amanda. Yeah. Abigail, do you want to tell the story about how you invented solar technology today?
I invented solar technology today.
Tell me more.
I had some wet towels that I needed to dry. And I was like, good thing we're out in the desert now. These will finally dry. And then I was like, man, I wonder if there's some way to like channel that. Like the fact that I can just like use the sun to dry things. And then I was like, I bet I could do this for other people and get money.
Harness the sun's power.
Dude, I think stuff like that 20 times a day where I'm like, I'm on the computer already. I wonder if I could like use it to like work. Like stuff like it's always like inventing things that I'm already doing. Oh, it'd be great if I
Today when I invented solar power, I had no less than 3 hours earlier been like making a spreadsheet about like the solar power I would like to buy to put together with my trailer. And it's like all of that slipped completely out of my brain and I went back to Pioneer Life, which is like who I am at the core as a person. And was like,
yes.
And suddenly, because I was just thinking about drying towels, I was like captivated by the magic.
We are also closer to a solar farm than we are to a paved road right now. So we like drove past one 10 minutes before this epiphany came to her.
Walker and security on the move.
Well, and yeah, and I didn't think like, oh, like the solar farm. No, I was like, I wonder if I could help other people by drying things.
I'll just go get their wet clothes from wherever they are, no matter how far. I'll bring the wet clothes to the desert, and then I'll dry it.
Well, and I was like, is this how energy is? Like, the fact that the sun is drying something, can we somehow convert that energy?
To do other work.
Graham, do you have a joke life moment?
Does my money order joke life?
No, that's
off.
Nobody wants to hear about how getting a money order is a pain in the ass. That's just life.
Especially on Martin Luther King Day. God.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I like how you're still trying to slip it in, Graham.
I watched 2.5
He's trying
miles.
To tease it.
No,
he's
stop!
He's trying
Nobody
to
wants
it
to hear it.
That's why Nobody I don't sympathizes have any good joke you. Life moments, because my life is a joke all the time, but it's never interesting. It's just awful all the time.
Oh, I did tell your
Graham.
Spectrum story already.
You're a beautiful white gay man. Nobody has less sympathy for you than the rest of the entire universe, okay? Please.
Ask the Westboro Baptist Church.
No oh, look, Graham is such a martyr.
Such That's a martyr. Man, you found a way. Life finds a way.
All right, so we're just going to say Spectrum joke life moment.
Oh, you want me to tell the story?
No, I already told it.
I don't remember that.
Graham called Spectrum because they kept calling him, and he yelled at them.
I feel like I look like a William Eggleston painting right now. Or just
oh,
a photograph.
See, I feel like you look like some sort of, you look like you're, what's that era of paintings with all the naked ladies, and they're like, have halos and shit? Renaissance?
My regular Botticelli. I look like a Botticelli with a microphone right now.
Well, because you're very monotoned, monochrome. Mm-hmm. Monochrome was the word I was going for. And then
and monotone. Make and it then, musical. Make it interesting.
And then your headphones create a halo effect.
Dude, I'm almost done with my Audible book. Can
oh
I tell
God.
You about it?
No.
It's really good.
I don't want any spoilers. Okay.
So we can't talk about anything interesting on this podcast. Got it.
Nope. Only boring
Books,
things.
Music, Spectrum, nothing.
I'm sorry. Did you guys want to talk some more about Spectrum?
I feel like I look like fat, dumb Batman. I'm wearing like a like a fuzzy cape. Like I'm like lurching into the night. I was just trying to make my back stop hurting, but I really look like I'm posing very dramatically.
All right. Well, let's end this podcast. You can go not sit on the couch. But you know
well,
what
was
on my list?
I was trying to move it along. What?
Your nail polish.
Do you want to talk about it?
Well, we did a segment on your nails that you totally missed, but yeah, we can talk about it.
Did I miss it because you didn't say enough nice things?
It's possible. Don't bite!
Yeah, just the skin. It's fine. Basically, I have been really good about not biting my nails. And earlier, here's my joke life moment. Earlier today at the store, I was checking out and I was like,
I did one for you already.
Maybe I'll buy this Butterfinger. And I thought, no, don't buy the Butterfinger. You don't need any sugar. And then I came home and got drunk with my good friends, Graham and Abigail, and ordered an entire thing of ice cream. And then I ate that. So that would have been so much better had I just gotten the stupid Butterfinger. Thanks a lot, you two.
It is true. Some of those fitness bloggers on Instagram have like tips about stuff like that. How you, like, if you're having a sugar craving, you need to, like, you know,
responsibly solve that problem.
What if your sugar craving is from the time your eyes open until the time that they close at night, and every minute of your life you're spending thinking about sugar, cigarettes, sex, and alcohol and drugs? What if that is what you're thinking about the entire time you're awake? Is that just the human condition?
No, I think that means you have some sort of, you know,
addictive personality.
Deficit.
A deficit of drugs, weed, sex, sugar.
Okay, alcohol. I have to go because of my asthma. Speaking of deficits.
Graham, do you have anything else to say? Try the Whiskey River Chicken Barbecue Sandwich at Red Robin is probably the only thing you have to say for yourself.
Well, if you're going out with friends or your boyfriend, you should really consider going to Red Robin.
With the bottomless fries? Yeah, yeah, thanks. I got your email earlier. I'm good.
I mean, the Whiskey River Chicken Wrap is just a light but satisfying entree.
You're terrifying. You are a terrifying person.
Guys, truly, my lungs have stopped working.
Oh, Abigail, don't die, probably.
Don't yet.
You have to drive Graham somewhere, so don't die.
I can drive, but don't die anyways.
What are you doing after you drop Graham off? Are you going to be okay?
Yeah, I'm just coming back here.
To die.
To die.
In
yeah.
a flash flood.
There's an old man with a warning.
Yeah,
the Illuminati
we'll
or something.
The warning's about the rain, so I'm just going to keep my eye on the rain. And continue to camp on my own, like always. I'm hitting stop on the recorder, and we can keep talking, but it's not podcast anymore.
This is the Two Girls Talking Podcast, and we forgot to record our outro. You can find us on the web at twogirlstalking.club, where you too can submit your joke life moment to be shared on air. So you can, you know, tear down the rumors that you're amazing. Just like we have. See you guys next week.